Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Series 2 of 17 Questions. Each week we'll be asking celebrities, influencers and authors 17 random questions you never knew you wanted the answers to. Can you tell us your name and a little bit about yourself?
My name is Ben Liebus and I run an online food platform called Mob Kitchen. I started it 2.5 years ago when I left the University of Edinburgh. I was seeing that none of my friends were cooking food or feeling kind of confident in the kitchen. So I wanted to create some recipes that would inspire them into cooking good, healthy, delicious food on a budget. And so, yeah, when I left Edinburgh University, I teamed up with a couple of mates and we filmed 20 recipes that would feed 4 people for under a tenner. And about 3 months later, after filming, I launched the platform Mob Kitchen. And yeah, 2.5 years later, I'm here.
Where's the line between soup and cereal?
God, interesting question. I've never ever thought about that. I guess that cereal is sweet and soup is savoury. Yeah? Are there savoury cereals?
What's the most embarrassing story from your childhood?
Apparently when I was younger, just to be clear, between the ages of like 1 and 3, I would always get naked wherever I was I would always get naked wherever I was. And actually, I think it went from 1 to 5, but whether that was kind of like on the street walking around my parents or in the park or at a birthday party or once or twice at school, apparently. So it was a little bit of an issue that my parents had to deal with.
When you are old, what do you think children will ask you to tell them stories about?
At the moment, you know, what I have most experience of is setting up a business straight out of university, and that's sort of been like my big, you know, life experience so far. So yeah, I would probably say that. I mean, I would say that's probably the only thing that I'd be able to shed any kind of wisdom on. As you know, before that, when I was at school and university, I never really found my thing that, you know, I clicked with and was very passionate about. So yeah.
What always cheers you up when you think about it?
My favourite place in the world was my dad's Italian restaurant called Cibo in Oxford. It was right opposite where I went to school, so I used to go there every single day with my mates, and it was really where I learned my love for food. So yeah, definitely if I ever think about Cibo or my times in Cibo, that is that's my happy place.
What weird food combinations do you really enjoy?
So I'm like a big snacker, so I think I have lots of different weird, me and my friends call them gibbers. So I mean, they're just kind of little mouthfuls that you can whack together, you know, made up of different kind of random items in the fridge. So I guess in one mouthful, a cherry tomato and 3 Kalamata olives is a perfect little food combination. Piece of Leerdammer wrapped around a pickle. Yeah, those kind of things.
What topic could you spend hours talking about?
I could spend hours talking about food, and I could also spend hours talking about, I guess, what my main passion is at the moment, so my business, and all the various elements of it, and the trials and tribulations, that kind of thing.
What does it mean to be kind?
I think to be kind is to be able to hear what other people are saying and be able to show them true empathy.
If you were a potato, what sort would you be?
I think I'd be a jacket potato. Big and sweet.
What would your perfect day be?
I mean, again, I love my work, so I wake up every single morning and jump out of bed and I'm very excited about what the day is going to hold. But I guess my perfect kind of weekend would be being in Oxford at my parents' house, which I find incredibly relaxing, and it's sort of like one of the only places I find it, you know, easy to switch off. Being there with my girlfriend, Robin, who I love very much, and I don't know, wake up, have a little light breakfast, a little Nutribullet I love having for my breakfast, maybe go on a run outside, sit and have like a big long lunch, load up a couple of films, that kind of thing.
What's the most ridiculous thing you've bought?
The most ridiculous thing I've ever bought is a pair of hair straighteners when I was at university, because I thought they would make my hair look better, but I've learned to embrace the curls.
What was the last photo you took?
The last photo I took, I'm just going to get it up on my phone, hope it's not embarrassing, was of a jar of pickling juice. We've just started doing these things on our platform called Mob Tips, where we're kind of instructing our audience. We're giving our audience little tips about, you know, how they can save bits of money in the kitchen by not throwing things out, or kind of like utilizing certain ingredients or certain bits of fruit and veg that would normally go in the bin. And I'm a big pickle fanatic, and I love kind of almost just drinking the pickling juice at the end from the jar. But I know that a lot of people will chuck it out, so we've come up with some kind of ideas about how you can use the pickling juice.
What are your most important rules when going on a date?
So one thing I've learnt by being in a relationship is that this answer shouldn't change however long you've been going out with the person. I think that is very important, and I think it's important to show whatever you're doing, it doesn't have to cost an arm and a leg, but that you've made some effort and you've put some thought into it, and that way I guess the person that you're going on a date with will feel as though you really care about them.
What's something that absolutely everyone in the entire world can agree on?
That pasta is delicious. I feel like everyone in the world would be able to agree on the fact that it is delicious. I know that some people probably would say that they don't want to eat it, or it doesn't agree with their diet or whatever, but it is delicious. Categorically, objectively.
What's the most disgusting thing you've ever eaten?
I can't stand dill. Yeah, I have a real issue with dill. I remember very clearly not having tried it before, and then being on holiday once with my parents, and like everything was covered in dill that we ate, and there was like this buffet that we'd go to every day for lunch, and it was like everything was covered in dill, and I can just remember by the end of it I just thought it was the most disgusting thing in the world, and didn't go anywhere near it. And it's never ever appeared. I think we've released like 600 recipes now on Mob Kitchen, and it hasn't appeared in one video for a little bit, and we've been going for 3 years. So if there are any dill lovers in the mob audience, then I'm sorry, but we're not the platform for you.
If you could have any animal as a pet, what would it be and why?
I would have a dog. I'm allergic to cats, and I have had dogs at various points when I was growing up, so I do love dogs. I had quite a traumatic experience. One of my dogs was hit by a car and died, and ever since then I feel like I've always had a little bit of a attachment issue when it comes to dogs, but I know one day I will probably have a dog again, so yeah, a dog.
What are you working on at the moment?
We are about to release our vegetarian cookbook, Mob Veggie, that is packed full of 60 delicious vegetarian recipes, and that's coming out on the 4th of July, so keep your eyes peeled for that. And the second thing we're working on, or my big, big passion project at the moment, is Mob Blends, which is a range of spice blends. So we've got a herb blend, a jerk blend, a piri piri blend, and an ultimate curry blend. And these are, you know, really delicious spice blends, and packaged up and branded in such a way that I hope they're going to be, you know, appealing and exciting for a young professional student audience, in a way that current spice blend manufacturers and brands on the market at the moment, like Barts and Schwartz and those kind of names, aren't. Hi, my name is Ben, and thank you for listening to my 17 questions.
Thank you for listening to 17 Questions. If you loved this episode, please subscribe, share, and give us a good rating wherever you get your podcasts from. If you have any questions you'd love to hear our guests answer, tweet us or drop us a message. It's at 17 Questions across all socials. And we'll see you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.